Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more awesome life. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can bat them back? You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in, anxiety starts gnawing at your thoughts, and positivity feels about as far away as the moon? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, on Stoic State of Mind, we're diving deep into how to stay positive and uplifted even when life throws its best or worst at you. We're talking real-life strategies, not just some airy-fairy think-happy-thoughts nonsense. We're going to unlock the secrets of resilience and cultivate a mindset that can handle anything. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those stormy seas. First, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, the small victories, the loving relationships, the sunshine on your face. Shifting your focus to what's going well can actually rewire your brain for positivity. Think about it like this. Your mind is a muscle. The more you exercise gratitude, the stronger it gets at finding the silver linings. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. You know those pesky inner critics that pop up when things get tough? Well, it's time to call them out. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, we're our own worst enemies, spinning stories that aren't even based on reality. By questioning those thoughts, you can start to gain control over your internal narrative. Third, take action. Sometimes, when we feel overwhelmed by stress or anxiety, it's easy to just want to curl up in a ball and hide. But guess what? Action is the antidote. Even small steps can make a difference. Take a walk, do some yoga, call a friend, anything that gets you moving and engaged. Action helps shift your energy and gives you a sense of accomplishment, which boosts your mood and confidence. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about taking care of your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically, it has a direct impact on your emotional state. And finally, remember, you're not alone. We all struggle with stress and anxiety at times. Don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and remind you that you're not facing this challenge alone. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have a big presentation coming up at work, and your stomach is doing somersaults. You're starting to spiral into anxious thoughts, questioning if you're prepared enough or if you'll make a fool of yourself. This is where those strategies we just talked about come in handy. Take a deep breath, practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas, challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself of your past successes, take action by rehearsing your presentation, prioritize self-care with a quick meditation or walk, and remember that you're not alone, your colleagues are probably feeling a little nervous too. So how can you apply these takeaways today? Start small. Maybe it's writing down 3 things you're grateful for or challenging one negative thought that pops into your head. Then keep building on those actions throughout the day. Remember, consistency is key. The Stoic state of mind isn't about achieving perfect happiness all the time. It's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a positive outlook. By practicing gratitude, challenging negative thoughts, taking action, prioritizing self-care, and reaching out for support, you can cultivate a mindset that empowers you to handle anything life throws you away. So go out there and rock it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positivity. Until next time, keep your chin up and your spirit strong. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.